now.
This is the former and five-time World Madden champ, Jordan 13-8, and you're listening to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix.
Give Nikita her favorite opener this morning. It is Saturday, December 30th, 2023, 8:11 a.m. sharp. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Hidden Oaks Overdose Football Fix podcast. I am one of your lovely hosts, the Garlic Johnson. We are joined, as always, for the 178th edition of the Hidden Oaks podcast by our other lovely hosts, the Joshua Mitchell. Josh, say hi to the folks out there.
Howdy, folks.
We appreciate people who chat along in the Discord. I can see Al looking at the most recent Discord chats. Segment start times will be down in the description below. Thank you at Levi Oki Illustration for all the beautiful art that people can see. Carmel Bear is currently warming up to draw Josh in the Champions League because Josh has started with a 30-point lead over me after Saturday night. So I love that for me.
Thursday night.
Yeah, that's what I said. No, that's what I meant to say. It's not what I said. I'm a little tired this morning. But yeah, so shout out to him. He's going to be providing some art for us. Josh, how you doing?
Darren, how are you?
Darren! No, I'm doing all right. Yesterday was one of those. So I took most of the week off. I think I only worked one day this week. So I got a bunch of errands I needed to run. I think I got everything done on my list except for an oil change. I still need to get an oil change, but I don't drive very often, so it's not that big of a deal. But I just had one of those really productive couple of days where, you know, you kind of clean your entire space and you do some of the cleaning you probably should have done more regularly over the past 6 months and you didn't do. And so just some personal achievements in the week between Christmas and New Year's that doesn't really exist for most corporate jobs. You just kind of don't do shit. Most of the bosses are off. All the people are off. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to start using my PTO this time of the year. And so I just did a bunch of shit. Yeah. Well, what have you been up to in the last couple days, Josh? I know last time we heard from you it was a solemn day.
Yeah, so yesterday was my grandpa's funeral, so it didn't work yesterday. Went to that, saw family, then came home and just kind of did some things out in the... Like, I cleaned up the garage a little bit, put the lawnmower in the shed. Yeah, overall, you know, yesterday was a good day. Just, you know... sharing memories and things like that. So I did speak. My cousin gave a eulogy, and then other cousins, if they so chose to, they could speak. And so I did speak as well. And then, yeah, other than that, Thursday night had the football game, watched part of that. Had a bunch of mixed emotions. You know, you had said that Carmel's already warming up his drawing hand from me, but I just want to point out that there's still plenty of game gar. I only had two people going, and you made that comment, and I think that between those two people, they had scored an additional 3 points after you had made that comment. So whatever voodoo magic you got going, it's working.
Yeah, and also you haven't even told me what you want Carlenberg to draw for you yet. Not that you should say it live on the pod, because it can be a surprise for the people, but if you don't tell me something, I'm just going to tell him something. You're probably not going to like as much as what I tell him to draw, so you better start thinking fast, son.
You've been dodging my texts. I know, but it's been one of those weeks, you know, so I think that I have a perfect excuse.
Yeah.
And so I've got a few different ideas. It's just I don't know how much I want to give him because I don't want him to think, wow, this guy is trying to milk me for all I'm worth. So I was thinking a Godzilla approach where he draws all of the people in the league and I'm just stomping over you guys with my new balances.
Yeah.
But I haven't decided. I'm still... still kind of, I got some ideas in the hopper.
All right. Well, you better decide fast because we want that turnaround to be quick. You know, we want that art to be enjoyed as fast as we can. Are you ready for the show, big dog? Ready for some starts and some sits?
Yeah.
All right. How did we do last week?
Yeah. Last week we did. It was very whelmed. Gar, you and Walters went 1 out of 5. I went 3 out of 5, so I had the better numbers, but the overall kind of
3-point difference.
Yeah, the whole difference is in points. You had a positive 4, I had a positive 6.9. Walters had a negative 5.1. And Walters so stinks, it was Yeah. But overall on the season, you are 26 out of 75, which is approximately 90%, give or take.
Yeah, exactly.
For minus 39.45. Yeah. I am 28 out of 75 as with a positive 37. And then Walters is 19 out of 50 with positive 77.55. Moving into this week, Gar, it looks like you would come up with quite a few. And the first one, you're throwing us through a oval here. Instead of three, we've got four names. Mm-hmm. And so, wait a second. No.
Yeah, that's four.
Okay. For a second, I was like, am I going to be helping you with your Champions League?
I don't think any of these are in the Champions League. So.
Yep. So for quarterbacks, we've got Jake Browning versus Kansas City, Baker Mayfield versus New Orleans, Derek Carr versus Tampa Bay, and Kyler Murray versus Philadelphia.
Yeah, so this is, I think I have this exact choice in two different championships. So it's it makes it a little bit more compounding. And there's a good chance I diversify, honestly, where one league has one quarterback and another one has another, just so I don't put all my eggs in one basket. But looking at it, like Jake Browning came off the bench hot, is how I'll put it. And he had two good weeks back to back, and then versus Minnesota, he did okay, and then versus Pittsburgh, he just recently had his worst week, and then he's playing one of the tougher defenses in the league. I know KC has been reeling lately, but their defense has been holding up. It's not like they've been getting blown out. They've just been performing poorly, but Jake Browning probably won't perform well again, but he has done well recently, so it's tough to say. Baker Mayfield, on the other hand, he's had 20 points or more the last 3 weeks, just about, and he's playing division rival New Orleans, so those games are a little bit tough. I mean, their defense is supposed to be good, but at the same time, it's like division rivalries are a little bit different. Earlier this year, when he played New Orleans in week four, he put up about 23 fantasy points, and that was in New Orleans. You think he'd do a little bit better at home. It's tough to say again. Derek Carr on the other side of that coin, he's had a hot last 2 weeks, and the Tampa Bay defense is supposed to be softer for the quarterback. So could we see Derek Carr put up 20 more points? And then Kyler Murray, kind of the dark horse. He's questionable. But last week he put up, 20 fantasy points. He had two touchdowns, 230 yards. I'm trying to see. It doesn't look like he had any rushing touchdowns last week, but the 3 weeks before last week, he had a rushing touchdown in each game. Or no, I'm sorry, I'm looking earlier in the year. I was scrolling too much. But anyways, so Kyler Murray is probably the darkest horse, especially with being questionable. Right now, I'm leaning between Mayfield and Carr.
That's a little bit racist because he is the darkest of the four names.
I'm not sure that is racist, Josh, but that is a factual statement that you just made. He is the darkest horse. Also the shortest horse. I'm probably leaning between starting Mayfield in one and starting Carr in the other. But if I had to pick just one, I don't know who I'd pick. Maybe Carr. But it's a tough decision. But if I have to pick one, I'll pick Carr, I guess.
All right. So if you're going with Carr, I'm going to go with Mayfield on the opposite side of the ball. Just because Mayfield, they've been letting Baker bake down there in Tampa, and I'm a big fan of the Mayfield guy. So, yeah.
All right, Walters. Do you like Jake Browning, Baker Mayfield, Derek Carr, or Kyler Murray?
Let's let Baker bake.
Oh no. All right, so I gotta make sure I don't start Mayfield in either league.
Josh,
we'll move on to the running back position. This one is brought to you way of the Hidden Oaks Redraft League, where I lost Josh Jacobs just last night. I guess he's listed as doubtful technically, so I've dropped him in two leagues. If he plays, it'll look really silly, but assuming the doubtful means out, we have Zamir White, who I picked up. He's playing versus Indianapolis. We have David Montgomery playing versus Dallas. Or we have Raheem Mostert playing versus Ballas, a.k.a. Baltimore. Mostert and Montgomery are playing tougher defenses. Montgomery and Mostert also find themselves in timeshares, where Zamir White last week broke out a bit as Josh Jacobs was out. And Indy is a softer defense to the rush, but it's also the championship. So it's like, do you play your guys? Do you play the hottest hand? What do you think here, Josh, between Zamir White, Dave Montgomery, or Raheem Mostert?
I'm going to lean towards Zamir White. He's a guy. He did really well. Last week, that game's my guess is that that game, well, I guess all of these games look like they can be very close. So, but Zamir White, I think, is going, I mean, Aiden O'Connell completed zero passes in the second, third, and fourth quarter. So they relied on their run game pretty heavily the last few, or that last game. And I see them doing the same thing in this game.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I think Zamir White makes sense. If you had to pick a second one, who would you pick?
Nice try, buddy.
I mean, Zamir White makes sense. And it's just tough, too, right? Because I think Raheem Mostert gets a lot of touchdowns. So I'll probably, because I do have to start two. Well, I don't have to start two of these three. I could put a different bench player in the flex. But assuming I start two, if not all three of these players, I think I am. No, it won't be three because I have Christian McCaffrey. I think I'll go with Raheem Mostert as my choice just because he seems to have quite the nose for the end zone. He only has 3 weeks this entire year. So 3 weeks of 15 for him that he hasn't found the end zone at least once. So his floor is, I guess he's gotten single digits just twice, but he's also been banged up a little bit. But yeah, Raheem Mostert's my second choice, or my first choice for this, second choice of real life. Walters, Zamir White, Dave Montgomery, or Raheem Mostert?
Raheem Mostert, please.
Oh no, Walters.
All right, moving on to the pass-catching players that stand out wider. We are going with Calvin Ridley versus Carolina, Chris Godwin versus Nollins, Michael Pittman versus Las Vegas. Gar, pick your poison.
See, I mean, at an initial glance, this one feels like a slam dunk for Calvin Ridley because he's had a oh, my God. Last 4 weeks, he's had 21, 33, 42 targets. But then you learn Trevor Lawrence is out this week. So do we think, I don't even know who the fuck their backup is off the top of my head.
CJ Beathard.
CJ Beathard. So it's like, okay, well, do I want to play Calvin Ridley with CJ Beathard out there? Probably not as much. Then Chris Godwin, he's had wide receiver 34, more average season for him. Last 3 weeks, he has had a lot of targets, though, 11, 12, and 10. And then Michael Pittman, he's missed. He got knocked out of the game 2 weeks ago against Pittsburgh. Most people saw that. I believe it was a primetime game. And then he missed last week at Atlanta. He's questionable play right now. So obviously, I'm assuming he plays at the moment. But I don't know. It's tough, man. Calvin Ridley has been really hot in targets, at least. Chris Godwin, similarly hot in targets, but playing a tougher defense. And then Michael Pittman, he's had an obvious connection with Gardner Minshew all year long. But you know, how healthy do you think he is? Is he on a snap count or something like that? So if I'm forced to pick one, I guess I go with Godwin. Unless I hear like Pittman's 100%, which I don't think anyone's 100% in week 16 or week 17. But I'll go Godwin. Josh?
Yeah, I'm going to roll with Ridley still. I feel like, I mean, he is their wide receiver one with Kirk being out. Even if CJ Beathard's playing, I believe that one of the touchdowns Ridley got last week was from CJ Beathard. So that's who I'm going to roll with. Wait, who did you say? Pittman?
I said Pittman. No, I said Godwin, okay. Excuse me.
I just heard the men at the end. And win and men kind of sound
it's
the same.
It's rain and men, dude.
Oh, dreams.
All right, Walters, do you like Calvin Ridley, Chris Godwin, or a Michael Pittman?
Let's go with Calvin Ridley, please.
All right, we're moving to the tight end position. We have Isaiah Likely playing versus Miami. He has done a good job filling in for the hurt Mark Andrews. We have Dalton Schultz, who's been banged up this year. Started the season quite white hot, And then, but CJ Stroud is back, so that'll be nice. Hopefully a nice bump for Schultz, who the connection was with, really. And then we have Darren Waller, who probably doesn't even know who his own quarterback on his team is, but he's playing versus the Rams. So, Josh, if you had to pick between Likely, Schultz, or Waller this week, who would you pick?
I'm going to go with Schultz. That last name's cute.
No better reasoning than that, Josh? Come on. The people need hard-hitting analysis. And by the people, I mean me.
Super cute.
Looking at Isaiah Likely, he has had 7 targets, 6 targets, and then just 4 targets versus San Fran. But that San Fran game was a weird one as far as offense and defense and who was winning. And like the score did not look like the game on TV if anyone else was watching that game. And they're playing Miami, in theory, a shootout. So Isaiah Likely maybe bumps back up a couple more targets. He's got a couple touchdowns last couple weeks besides last week. Dalton Schultz, like I said, he's the starting tight end through and through, but he has not had the breakout performances necessarily without C.J. Stroud on the field. He looks like his ceiling's at about 10 points, so I'm going to ride with Isaiah Likely because Darren Waller I'm not even going to consider because I don't even know who their quarterback is this week.
It is Tyrod.
All right. Walters, who do you like? Likely, Schultz, or Waller?
Let's go with Isaiah Likely, please.
Is Walters just going back and forth on who he agrees with?
I think so. Yeah. moving on to the flex position, we've got 3 players who play football. Chris Olave at Tampa Bay, Joe Mixon at Kansas City, and then Rashee Rice Cake for Cincinnati.
I mean, this one's an interesting one. Obviously, Rashee Rice has been getting targeted and targeted, but that Chiefs team seems to be getting worse and worse. If you look at, he's averaged 10 targets the past 5 weeks, so Rashee Rice is getting volume, but it hasn't necessarily been a huge boom. Going back to week 12, he got 20 points, then 10 points at Green Bay, 14 points at Buffalo, almost 20 points at New England, but then just, 9 points versus Vegas the most recent week. His snap share has been 70% or above, 67% or above. He's going to be on the field. He's the wide receiver 1 or 2 on that team, depending on how you want to argue things. But he's getting a lot of volume, if that's something you want to rely on, if that's a metric you like. Joe Mixon, he did well as soon as Burrow went away for the season, but now he has been getting worse and worse each week. He had 26 points, then 20 points, then 14 points, then 8 points, and playing KC again. They're supposed to be softer on the run, and this is a big rivalry game at this point. The Bengals and the Chiefs have a big rivalry, so Zach Taylor might come out with some creative plays to get some of his ballers the ball, but I don't know if Mixon's a stock I want to touch right now. And then Chris Olave, when he's healthy, he's doing pretty good. He's had a couple dud weeks this year, but he's wide receiver 18. Last week, he put up almost 19 fantasy points. He had 9 targets. Again, they're playing a division rival this week. I do know a lot of those points last week were in garbage time, for what that matters. I believe the Rams went up hot and heavy early, and then Derek Carr was like, you know what? I can do this now that it's the fourth quarter and we're down by 20. At least that's what I'm told. But Chris Olave is a good receiver regardless. If I have to pick one of these guys, I think I'd pick Rashee Rice just from the volume standpoint. But Chris Olave would be my second choice. Joe Mixon is definitely out for me. But yeah, Rashee Rice. Josh, what about you?
Rashee Rice.
Oh, man. Walters?
Rashee Rice as well.
All right.
Nope.
If Mixon wasn't playing KC, I would have picked him.
Gotcha. All right. Here's a bonus one for you boys, just for fun, for shits and gigs. What about Raheem Mostert? This is a running back one. Raheem Mostert or Derrick Henry versus Houston or Joe Mixon versus KC? You said you're low on Mixon already, but Mostert, Henry, or Mixon?
Mostert.
Mostert.
Oh, okay. Interesting. No one has faith in Derrick Henry. Henry. Whoa, dude. Chill, dude. All right. Josh, looks like neither of us did a FanDuel bust of the week, and that's totally fine. We can just skip that this week. Who cares? We can focus on that next week, because next week we'll be looking at the last week of that. If we still do a Saturday show, which I guess we haven't discussed yet, we can figure that out. But moving on, Josh, to the weekly preview. Are you at all interested in going through your championship matchups and just saying how they look or how you're feeling about them? Otherwise, we can just talk about the NFL week in general. But I thought since it is championship week, to do at least a brief preview might be nice. Don't have to go through player by player if you don't want. But it's also something you don't have to do. But
Well, we are going up against each other in one of the leagues, as we've alluded to, which is the Champions Branch Out League. And so that is, we could talk a little bit about that. I want to get on record saying that the Cleveland Browns defense recovered a fumble and they haven't been granted points in sleeper yet. And I think that that is bull crap.
Have you gone to see if Sleeper's put out a tweet or something about that?
No, but I was curious because our scoring settings just, it seems like it should be counted, but it, I don't know. Because the way that it reads, it might be IDP players only. So if you have that player on IDP and he recovers it on a special teams play, but at the same time, it's like, that seems silly. And yeah. So I don't know. I'm not too concerned about it unless this game comes down to the 2 points or less.
I feel that. And is that in our matchup or was that in your matchup with Foster?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Because he had Breece Hall decides to put up his best game of the year. And then David Njoku. Well, I don't know if Foster cursed himself or what, but he said that this game couldn't have started off any better. And he had like 26 points in the first quarter.
It did start up pretty good, to be fair.
It did. No, I mean, because David Njoku had 65 yards on the first drive. And then he finished with 134 and a fumble. So he did kind of fall off immediately after that first drive. And then Breece Hall had a touchdown on their first drive. And so Foster, I hope he jinxed himself in that regard. But he is still projected to win by 10. So we'll see how this game shakes up.
Interesting. For me, I'll just go very briefly because I want to, you know, capture for myself because I probably won't remember all these numbers coming out of the championship week. But so in one of my matchups, it's projected to be a pretty close game. I was originally projected to win by 10, but then this guy had Njoku on Thursday night. So right now the projections are 145 to 143. Obviously every other player has yet to play, but I'm just saying right now it's projected to be quite close and it has me puckered a bit. We'll save the matchup with you and I, Josh, until later. Moving on to the Guillotine League. I'm currently projected to win the Guillotine League, but again, there's a lot of matchups yet to play, but I did have the strongest week one because it's a 2 week finals, so that makes me feel nice and warm and fuzzy on the inside. And I've got a pretty good team. Jalen Hurts, Rashad White, Tyreek Hill, Justin Jefferson, Travis Kelce, Christian McCaffrey. I mean, I feel pretty good about my squad this week. Moving on to my matchup with Willie, I'm currently projected to lose by 1 point. Again, that doesn't mean that much. Everyone has yet to play. I didn't get browned or Breece Hauled by Willie, which was nice. At least I'm not going out of Thursday night into doom and gloom. But I have some of those tough matchups. I have Dave Montgomery at Dallas. I have Raheem Mostert, who's currently questionable at Baltimore. And so, you know, I'm probably going to plug in Zamir White somewhere, but it's tough because Raheem Mostert and Dave Montgomery definitely carried me all the way here, and then if I bench him and they do well, that's gonna make me feel really silly. But currently projected to be quite the dead heat versus one Mr. Wilbert Schultz. And then finally, my other championship that isn't with Josh is in the Jerome Bettis League. It's the Old Men League. This guy conveniently had Amari Cooper and left him in his starting lineup, so that's nice. But also, this is the league where that matters the least because this is the league where it's 1 point for every 10 passing yards. So the QBs almost make and break every matchup. And so this guy has Jordan Love against Minnesota, who could do pretty okay. And this is the one where I'm trying to decide between Baker Mayfield, Jake Browning, Kyler Murray, or Derek Carr, because that, I mean, the quarterbacks make or break almost every matchup. I mean, your average, and this is, there's no PPR, there's no nothing. It's just 1 point for 10 yards and then touchdown. So there's no decimal scoring. So this league is a little bit more hardcore. And so picking the wrong quarterback could easily tank this matchup because the quarterbacks get on average between 30 to 50 points, whereas everyone else gets, you know, 10 maybe. So it makes a big deal. But yeah, Josh, the Champions League, have you at least bought some lube or something for me to make my experience at least a little bit pleasurable?
Settle down, Gar. Like I said, there's still plenty of time. You know, it's only the projections swing more often than not. So we'll see. it is one of those situations where it's weird because, like, obviously I want my team to do well, but cheering for Justin Jefferson means cheering against the Packers and cheering against my Deflate These Balls team. And I'm sure you feel the same way with CMC. And so that's a weird thing, but I don't know. It'll be, I think that, you know, my kickers this year have been atrocious when it comes down to it. I go up against people who have their kickers put up career weeks, 20 points, you know, 15 points plus. And so that it's going to come down to your kickers just kicking me in the dingling and ruining my weekend.
Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, honestly, Josh, the way I look at it, because I am so fortunate to be in multiple championships, if Christian McCaffrey and Rashad White and Justin Jefferson want to absolutely just blow up, I'm perfectly okay with that, honestly. If I had to tank one matchup to win potentially one, two, or three others, I will just eat my... I'll just eat it. Obviously, the Champs Wrench Out League is probably one of the biggest breaking rate leagues because it's not necessarily about the prize money. It's about, hey, we brought together a group of champions, and if you're the champion of the champions, then you're a pretty big deal. And so of all the – this is probably – I mean, it's got to be tied with the home league, right? It can't be more important than the Hidden Oaks League because I've never won that one. But this is definitely the second biggest breaking rights thing for me on the weekend. I think I care more about the money going into this weekend, but maybe that's going to cost me and I'm going to lose all the matchups. But I've kind of already decided for myself internally that if I had to lose the Champs Branch Out, which, it, you know, it makes it easier to swallow when you put up, 50 points on a Thursday night. So, for me, if some of your guys could go off because they're on my teams elsewhere, I'll just take the L. I've already lost Cortland Sutton and Josh Jacobs. I've dropped them. So it's either Romeo Doves in my flex or Josh Downs or maybe Dalton Schultz. I'll play a second tight end because Travis Kelce stinks anyways. I've already resigned myself in this league. But I know I understand the projections are what they are, but you're projected to beat me by 24, 23, and you already have 50 points in the bank out of two Browns players. So I would feel pretty happy if I were you, Josh. I know you don't want to. I know you don't believe in it. You're constantly trying to do the reverse psychology or the I stink or, you know, you admit defeat a million times before you'll ever say anything nice about yourself, but just to protect yourself probably. But you know you've got this one and quite the advantageous position at the moment.
You know, I can't wait for you to have gone through that just long speech and then on Tuesday go, I knew I won. I knew I'd be the winner when you finally beat me.
See, there it is, Josh. You're just trying to protect yourself again. So that's fun. What about the regular games, Josh? Obviously, Vikings-Packers is staying on Sunday night, is staying on New Year's Eve. Are you going to come to the last hurrah at Donnie's?
I wasn't invited.
Yeah, you were. Nikita was for sure. I don't know if your Facebook's still active these days, but I know Nikita because I went out of my way to tell Jamie to, hey, invite Josh and Nikita because I made sure you guys, well, I looked at the list and you guys were on it, but I was like, hey, make sure they know. So Nikita's on the list for sure. And I don't know if you have, I don't go on Facebook ever, so I don't know if your Facebook is active or if you even have one.
I have one, but I barely go on it. I don't know. It kind of depends. Asher's got a little bit of a coffee cough. We think he's just kind of dealing with some little bug, but so I don't know. I guess it depends on that. But yeah, the Vikings Packers and actually it kind of depends on how I feel about the game going into it. I mean, they decided to suspend Jair, which is, you know.
Yeah, what are your thoughts on that? We haven't talked about that on the pod.
You know, it wasn't just the coin flip. It was just a bunch of other things, but it is an interesting thing. It's kind of like, I mean, he fell off quite drastically this year. I know he's been dealing with like a back injury, which is probably something that is, you know, it would hinder his ability to play corner, but he has struggled this year. Hasn't been the typical all pro that we see out of him. And so him being suspended is just like one of those things like, okay, so just, I don't know if that's their like attempt to say, yeah, we don't care if we win this game. Playoffs don't matter. Or if it's, you know, a little bit more than that, maybe trying to get it fire in his gut for the potential playoffs. Cause they saw Jaren Hall was going to be the starter and realized, you know, maybe we don't need him. Maybe we could take our 33rd ranked defense and do something against this kid. But then again, you look at the game where they played against Danny DeVito and made him look like an all pro. And then you look at last week where Bryce Young had his, you know, career day as a rookie against this defense. So I'm looking forward to the Preston Smith out on coverage of Justin Jefferson. We've seen that a couple times in the past. That's one of those big brain Joe Barry moves that obviously leads to championship victories. Yeah, we'll see how it goes. It is going to be an interesting matchup just because the blitzing and the defense, and you guys had our number last time around. In the end, nobody won because Packers lost and you guys lost Cousins for the season in that game.
Our season. How dare you? How dare you, Lambeau Field?
Well, yeah, sorry. Get grass out there. Wait a second.
I believe it's hybrid, right? It's like grass and artificial turf woven in.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. That game and then tonight's game I'm looking forward to as well. Detroit-Dallas.
Oh, that should be a barn burner. Should be. Could be awful, but...
Yeah, but then like we talked a little bit about it in the other games, like Baltimore-Miami is going to be a good one. So there's a lot of good games this week. And then next week is even better.
Yeah, other than the ones you said, New Orleans, Tampa Bay, I'm interested in just from my own fantasy perspective. Cincinnati, KC. KC's been so bad. Cincinnati's on their backup quarterback. How does that one go? So there's a couple interesting matchups, and then no Monday night. So just leave everything on Sunday there.
No Monday. Oh, no.
No Monday. Josh, it should be an exciting week of football. Walters, I will give you 30 seconds if you'd like to
Time's
talk
up.
About any anything you're excited for this weekend. Could be football or not football.
Zombies.
Yeah, we figured.
All right. Well,
that's fine. I mean, I'm... Packer game is going to be interesting. This will be interesting to see what Jaren Hall brings to the table. I'm not going to get too excited if he does well or if he does poorly since, this is... going to be his second start, but hopefully he'll be able to play longer than
a series and a half
last time. Yeah. So just going to sit back, observe, and just whatever happens, happens. It's all good.
Here's an interesting question to end the pod with. I had it earlier, but then I lost it, but now it's back. Josh, are you at the point where, I think I know your answer since we've been so close for so long, but are you at the point where do you want to see the Packers win, or would you rather just have this be a reset year for the Packers? Like, do you want to go ride the wave of a probable first round exit? Because I don't think you think the Packers are great. I know a lot of people have the attitude, like once you get in the playoffs, anything can happen, but I don't think you have Super Bowl aspirations for this team. So kind of with where they are and the potential locker room issues with Jair and all these other things, like what do you want the Packers to do? Would you rather see them win? Would you rather see them lose? Kind of where are you at in the season? Where's your mind at? Where's your heart at?
Well, I want to see them win. It's, you know, I want to see them put something together, put a product on the field that's, you know, exciting for next year. Jordan Love, I think he's been very solid. He's had, you know, his bumps and bruises for a first time starter this year. But overall, I think that, you know, as far as expectations go, he's hit most of them and exceeded some. Just his command at the line of scrimmage has been great to see. I want it to be a game where Jaren Hall obliterates our defense, but we come out with the win. And I wake up on New Year's Day and it's a new year in Green Bay with no Joe Barry.
Ooh, that's possible. We'll see what happens. But with that, I will apologize to Nikita. I know we started late, and then I went over a couple minutes here. I know you guys like to do your grocery shopping, and you like to keep somewhat of a schedule on Saturdays. So I'm sorry we went late, but we will get the heck out of here now. Walters, thank you so much for your contribution. Josh, thank you as well. This is it. We're going into the championships. This is our last, in theory, our last preview of the year. Josh, I guess you and I can discuss what kind of we want the podcast to look like going forward. If we want to just, you know, cut it off after we do Tuesday night or whatever, or if we want to keep going through the playoffs just for a fun discussion, at least one of the shows, if not both. So, but we will get out of here. We appreciate everyone so much. If you're in the championships, good luck. If you're in the third place games, good luck. Anyone who has anything on the line, we wish you well. We love you, and we will see you next year. Goodbye, everyone.
Go Packers.
It's fried fat.